Inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Qari Naeem Sahib will commence the program with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Thereafter, inshallah, the rest of the program will be based on nasihat and advice of our seniors who are present here today, alhamdulillah. We have with us here Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, Sheikh al-Hadith from Madrasa Talimuddin in Spingo Beach. He is amongst the senior khulafa of Hazrat in Durban. So inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib will give some nasihat and advice. Then inshallah, thereafter we have Hazrat Professor Salman Nadwi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. He is also amongst the most senior khulafa of Hazrat in Durban. And then inshallah, we are also fortunate to have Hazrat Kamran Sahib, Haji Kamran Sahib from Karachi, who spent a major portion of his life in Hazrat Wala's sohbat and company. So inshallah, these elders are here. They will give some sterling advices, nasihat. The purpose of the program, this is not a rasmi jalsa. Let us get this very clear from the outset, that this is not some kind of a, fulfilling some kind of a custom or some customary practice, some rasmi jalsa. It is not of that nature. It is just a program. Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib normally has his program on Monday nights. So, Mashwara was made that some advices from the seniors will be given in this program, inshallah ta'ala. It's a continuation of the same majlis of Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib, those mawais and islahi programs, advices of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi, that all his khulafa share in with the mutaliqeen. It's a continuation of that program. So inshallah, to commence that program, Maulana Naeem Sahib, inshallah, will make the law.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله. Now, inshallah, we call upon Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. Hazrat needs no introduction. Besides being the Shaykh al-Hadith and the Imam of the Masjid in Spingo Beach, Hazrat is also a Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, the senior Khulafa. So inshallah, Hazrat Maulana will address us inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafah. As-salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بن کے دیوانہ کریں گے خلق کو دیوانہ ہم برسر ممبر سنائیں گے تیرا افسانہ ہم. میری زندگی کا حاصل میرے عزیز کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا اور تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. صدق اللہ العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدین والشاکرین الحمد للہ رب العالمین. Respected علماء کرام, brothers and elders in Islam, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, such a personality, seems impossible for us to express his esteemed position, his maqbooliyat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of the people, his khidmat and services that he has rendered to deen in the form of Islah-e-Nafs and Reformation. Is something that is very difficult for a person to mention all this khidmat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. However, I will share with you some thoughts, some experiences that we had with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. The important thing is, after Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali leaves the dunya, is to continue with the mission of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. That is the most important thing. That person still remains on track. Even after Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali left this dunya, if he is fulfilling the mission, and that will become a sadaqah jariyah for Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. However, our first encounter with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was way back in the 70s, it was around 71, 72, when Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Rahmatullah Ali had come to Newtown for the first time. Those days between 70 and 76, we had been studying in Newtown, Tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we had the opportunity of seeing a lot of akabir, Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmood Rahmatullah Ali, and Mufti Rashid Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali, Dr. Hay Rahmatullah Ali, and the likes of him, great Buzurgani Deen, Ulama-i Kiram, those that studied under Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, those that some of them were Khulafa of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. It was in 71 or 72, when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had come with Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to Newtown. This was the first visit of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib to Newtown. It seems it was the first visit of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also to Newtown. That was the first glimpse we had of this great Buzrug. Very lengthy incident, there isn't much time. Anyway, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib sat down on the minbar and the whole majma was quiet. And Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Zehen mein koi mazmoon nahi aa raha hai. I don't know what to talk about. Was it the awe of Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali? Was it something else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, after a while, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned his Islahi program regarding Salat, Azan, etc. A very unique thing had happened that day. Like our Akabir and our Mashaykh, with true ikhlas mentioned always, if there is anything worthy of correction here, then I give permission to the senior ulama to correct me. Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali was a very great muhaddis. He took the chair thereafter and sat down and corrected two things of Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he added to it, not corrected, but he added to it that Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali mentioned Takbir Ula is when you say Allah Rabbar Ridda Imam, but he mentioned there are 6 or 8 calls. This is the first one, this is the second one, this is the third one, this is the fourth one, and this is the fifth one, and these are the calls of Takbir Ula. Which one is who gets Takbir-e-Ula? Is that person either joins before when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, or before he starts his qirat, or before he finishes alhamdu, or before he starts the qirat, etc. However, I think it was on this occasion, it was around that time when Hazrat Rahmatullah had written the Ma'arif-e-Masnavi. Ma'arif-e-Masnavi is the commentary of the Masnavi Sharif of Mawlana Rumi Sahib Rahmatullah. This is such a unique book that Mawlana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah mentioned there are three unique kitabs. One is the Qur'an-e-Pak, one is Bukhari Sharif, and one is the Masnavi. Masnavi Sharif of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah. It has been customary, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah mentions that you can get here the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found in the Masnavi Sharif. And whomsoever reads the Masnavi Sharif, then that fire is ignited in his chest as well. Hazrat Rahmatullah mentions that I had a natural inclination towards Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah long before I had reached the age of puberty. When I was around 12 years old, I had this longing and I had this love for the Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah and for the Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah. And he says, I found a Sheikh, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, who was also an expert in giving lessons of the Masnavi Sharif. And I learned from him the Masnavi Sharif. If you remember, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh also used to give dars of the Masnavi Sharif. Mawlana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Alayh also used to give dars of the Masnavi Sharif. And Hazrat says, I learned from my Sheikh, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. I attended the dars of Masnavi Sharif from him, and I learned the Masnavi Sharif from him. Further, Hazrat mentions one place that on one occasion I sat down and I started explaining the Masnavi Sharif, the Sharah Masnavi Sharif explanation and commentary of Masnavi Sharif. I started giving to my Sheikh, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, who sat there right up to 11 o'clock, approximately 5 hours listening to me. 5 hours listening to me. And as I went on explaining, Hazrat used to be tearing and I used to be tearing as well. Hazrat used to be crying and I used to be crying as well. One place he writes, once in the Kaabatullah, Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pardabgiri Rahmatullah Alayhi was not feeling well. He says, I went and I began to explain to him the Masnavi Sharif, and he sat there in the Kaabatullah listening to me. Hereafter he says, I am feeling absolutely well after listening to the Masnavi Sharif from you. If you wish to see how this kitab was accepted, we find great people like Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Dr. Abdul Hay Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Wali Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mona Ashik Elai Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mona Zafar Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayhi, great ulama kiram. If you look at the forward that they have presented for this Masnavi Sharif, you'll come to know the Ulum of Hazrat Wala. And this we are talking about 1972, approximately 40 years ago. Some words the material had mentioned that you are the, seems like you are the Rumi of this time. Seems like you are the Rumi of this time. Some say that you are the Rumi Asani. At the end of the Sharah of Masnavi Sharif, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned the Masnavi Akhtar. Here also is the Ash'ar of Hazrat Rahmatullah himself, and also Islahi Ash'ar that I mentioned there in Farsi and explained in Urdu. Also very, very profound. One great alim from Iran mentions that when he reads this, he's overjoyed when he sees this Ash'ar of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. So around that time, somewhere when we heard Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh, great muhaddis of his time, a very great student of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh, and a very great muhaddis and a Sufi, who also had ta'alluq in Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. He had mentioned Hazrat, plus minus the words were, that meri aqeedat ke aap ke saad, qabil tasawwur se zyada hai. Beyond my expectations is the love that I had for you, or that you are impressed by you, beyond my expectations. This was the words of praise by who? People like Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh, 40 years ago. However, our friend Mawlana Hussain Bayat Sahib was the first person from South Africa who had come to know Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. And it was a very common sentence we used to hear, nearly every Thursday, I'm going by Hazrat Hakim Sahib. We were caught up between Hazrat, our madrasa and our relatives that we had there. I was very closely related there. I had one maternal aunt and two paternal aunts in Karachi. And they would not leave me when the Thursday used to come. But Mawlana Hussain Bayar Rahmatullah Alayh used to tell us, I'm going by Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Seems without fail used to go on Thursdays. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh at that time was staying in Nazimabad next to Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and used to have a majlis at that time. Mawlana Hussain kept on going by Hazrat all the time. He should come and tell us something sometimes that happened in the majlis. But obviously when a student is deeply engrossed in his studies, then we listen to this, but this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well, does not prompt us to go to Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi. Thereafter, he was the first person that brought Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi to South Africa. When Hazrat came to South Africa at that time, there were not very many people that were acquainted with Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat had come, he had stayed in Oswego Beach by Haji Abdul Haq Jasai Sahib, Rahmatullah alayhi's house. Still remember in his flat, we were just a handful of people, Mir Sahib and a few others. Hazrat had a few programs and Hazrat had left. The following year, after 2 years, Hazrat had come again. Alhamdulillah, the sinner had the good fortune to take Hazrat around. We had gone to Bojepston, to Stenger, to Marisburg, etc. At that time also, there were very few people that knew about Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Thereafter, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had come a number of times thereafter. And on one occasion, Hazrat had attended Jalsa in Johannesburg, and it was all planned that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali will be attending, will be coming to Durban as well. For some reason or the other, Hazrat, after a day or two, said he has cancelled his plans and he won't be coming to Durban. It was on that occasion that Abdul Haq Desai, Rahmatullah Damat Barakatuh, senior musalli of our masjid, decided to go fly down to Johannesburg to Mawlana Hussain Bayat Rahmatullah Ali's house and personally give the dawah to Hazrat to come to Durban. He had gone there specifically for this purpose. He had taken a morning flight and he had booked an afternoon flight. And he had gone to Hazrat and presented to him his dawah. Said, Hazrat, I invite you to come to Durban. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was very appreciative of the love and friendship and affection people showed towards him. Hazrat Rahmatullah asked him to stay for the day. He said, no, Hazrat, I just come here specifically to give you dawah. Hazrat had accepted the appreciation of this gesture of his, had appreciated the dawah and had come to Durban. It was at that occasion, or that trip, when Abdul Hamid Sahib had made bayat Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in our masjid. It was the same occasion when Mawlana Yunus Madir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had made bayat, took bayat at the hands of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali at the airport. These were that occasion when Hazrat had refused to come to Durban. And by the insistence of this person and his sacrifice and sincerity, Hazrat has come to our shores. And we find two great khulafa of Hazrat taking bayat upon Hazrat on that occasion. However, after Hazrat used to come to this country, thereafter you all know the details, Hazrat used to come to this masjid. Sitting here, I can imagine the scene when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was here. There was virtually hardly any place in the masjid. The masjid used to be packed to capacity, and we know what was the environment at that time. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to come here, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to sit here, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to speak. For hours on end, there was no person that used to take his eyes off the Mubarak Hasti or Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. However, then came the time that Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq, we became bayat with Hazrat. It was Hazrat Ma'mun that used to make bayat with people wherever they wanted to. I still remember, it was Mawlana Muhammad Kaka, he took bayat at the Cape Point. At the Cape Point when we were with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, very windy day, Hazrat sat down, he said, Hazrat, main silsila mein dakhil hona chahta hu. Hazrat said, Bismillah. Mawlana Qasim Ali Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away at the masjid, when he had gone with Hazrat to Konya, it was at that place that he had taken bayat, the hands of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So it was never an odd occasion, or never too late, or never awkward for Hazrat to put somebody into the silsila. The tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we took bayat by Hazrat in Masjid al-Nabawi. Fine. Also, Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had taken bayat in Haram Sharif, the hands of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. After taking bayat with Hazrat, started a series of going to Karachi to visit Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. At that time, there was no Khankah. There was no big madrasa, Ashraful Madaris was not in existence. And Hazrat used to, as a daily routine, go in the morning, making fikr for these institutions to come about, go there, and used to sometime walk to that land adjacent to the masjid at that time, then read the Shraq Namaz, Charge Namaz, the masjid, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express his desire and wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about an institution here, a khanka here, ja Allah wala paida ho jaye. Very, very humble beginnings, and Hazrat Rahmatullah used to make a lot of sincere dua. Slowly we found that institution start coming into being, in existence, slowly, slowly. I remember one question I asked Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. All of us, or myself, was a great student before him, because he had made Kutub Bini, and he had mixed with the Akabir Ulama, the Ahlullah, too many to mention here. I asked him, Hazrat, what is the significance of this building here, that it has arches and has all those engravings here? What is the significance? What if you just make a simple structure? Hazrat gave such a beautiful reply. He said, this is in order to create the respect and dignity of this building in the hearts of the people around. That this is the center of Islam. This is the madrasa, or this is the khanqa. The people even look at the building of the khanqa, they come, the awe takes over, and they come to realize the significance of this institution. Something that we don't realize, sometimes things, what are these shapes made here, or why this made, this building is built in such a manner. However, I think, rahmatullahi, at that time there used to be Sunday mornings, occasions, people used to go there, Hazrat would invite the people, Hazrat would provide the nashta, etc. for the people there, and Hazrat rahmatullahi, obviously we know, the ahle dil ki dil se nikle ahra, woe akhtar asli khan ka. Hazrat was not in need of this building, Hazrat used to gather all the people there, and Hazrat used to have his majlis, and we know the ishq and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to be the common theme there in Hazrat's majlis. In this manner we find Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khanqah had come about in such a big madrasa that has thousands of students today, Ashraful Madaris had come about. But the astonishing part here is Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had never told any person, I want so much money for you for this institution. Hazrat had never directly made chanda from anyone. Hazrat Istighnaiyat, his freedom and independence and his integrity and respect as an alim was there at all times. And if you always say, is the tenafs ke saat or azmat-e-deen ke saat, you must make khidmat of deen. Other words, you must maintain your dignity and your respect. And you must maintain the dignity and respect of the deen also and make khidmat of the deen. Go around, don't go around asking the people for deen. And we all know the jazba of Hazrat Rahmatul Alayh. He had such a high level of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was not overawed by anything. Salatin ka, we all know, says that the thrones of the Salatin, I see them in front of me. I see that light of the sun also is not original. I see that the beauty of people around me means nothing. I feel all the beautiful foods or delicious foods you have also is nothing. This was the zor and this was the effect of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, that he was not overawed or affected by any one of these things around him. And he maintained his position of istighnaiyat and freedom and being independent from the need of the people, and is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this banner is to go to Karachi. Another very outstanding feature of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh in Karachi was this, the amount of care and love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh showed to us was unimaginable. As far as the food is concerned, as far as the accommodation is concerned, as far as the meeting is concerned. 2 days ago I had met with Mawlana Chauhan Sahib in the Masjid Salihin, now sitting down. After getting up, I remembered one amal of Hazrat. And I went back to him, and I said, Puri tarike se mulaqat kar le. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh should be sitting sometimes when we enter the mahfil, is to make salam. Thereafter, when Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh should stand up, is to call you again, and meet you fully. Make mu'anaka with you, so you get happy and pleased, and he welcomes you fully. This was the sunnah for Hazrat. So that you don't feel irritated, or you don't feel that Hazrat did not meet me in a nice manner. The best of accommodation is to call Khuddam and tell them that see that this person has come, they come from Africa, see that they have a nice accommodation, give them the best of foods, etc. That love and care that we do not even deserve. In fact, we have come to make istifara from Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. We are not showing any favor to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, but Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh's love was so overwhelming that he should ensure that every person is completely comfortable. Sometimes you should even ask if you had your meals, and you should even ask what meals you have given this person. And if you have looked after him, etc., you should call the Khadim sometime and tell him also that see that you take special care of these people. This was the love that Hazrat Rahmatullah had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which he used to express this love and compassion and kindness to anyone that used to come to the Khanqah. And there was no distinction in the Khanqah, what is irrespective of your color or your creed, or what language, race or ethnic group you belong to, when everybody used to come there, Hazrat Bayan, we know, قَوْمٌ وَاحِدٌ, that we are all one nation. The people that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all one nation. سَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. And Allah Rasulullah Hazrat mentions, بِقَوْم means that you'll come with people from different walks of life, different colors, different cultures, but they will be like one nation. And this is what you should see in the majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Thereafter, with the fortune, good fortune of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us tawfiq to travel with Hazrat. We had gone to him to Turkey, and he had gone to him also to London in that one journey. It was a very, very historic safar, and there were many mashayikh also there. Ulama Kiram had come from London, and Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib was there, Mr. Zubair Sahib was there, and other Ulama Kiram were also with Hazrat. And it was a very, very beautiful journey where we had hired a bus, and all the people had sat down on the bus, and from Istanbul had traveled to Konya with Hazrat, and we had a guide with us. They also, obviously, Hazrat Rahmatullah, as I mentioned, that intense love that he had, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah, you could see it there. He said, take me to that Maidan where 38,000 shares have come down, where Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah, Ashar, take me to that Maidan. He went to that Maidan to see and witness, and he said, Abbi, ya Nuraniyat mehsus hoti hai. And even in Konya, the feelings were so different in Konya, we could still find the barakat of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah in Konya, it was so different from Istanbul. And at the graveside of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah on the side, Hazrat even gave a dars of Musnavi Sharif there, which is recorded, he gave a dars of Musnavi Sharif, and as I mentioned, some people even became bad there. Thereafter, he proceeded the Hazrat to the UK, and Hazrat went to different places in the UK, to Leicester and Bolton and many other places. And Alhamdulillah, wherever Hazrat went, we find the people were just waiting for Hazrat. The thirst and the quest for the majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, for the ma'arif, forget the ma'arif and to get the ulum of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, was there with the same fervor at all places. At all places we find people were just turning towards Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Thereafter, the Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also join Hazrat in Mauritius, and Hazrat had a special zawq that he used to like the natural phenomena of nice rivers and the seas and the mountains, etc. And Hazrat used to go there and sit there, and the Akabir mentioned that when a person sits in this natural surroundings, then you are motivated more to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the jazbat to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enhanced even more because you are sitting in a natural environment. So here Hazrat used to live there in the beach side, in the beach cottage, and there also the majalis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh was one and the same. As I mentioned, Diwana hokar diwana, banke diwana, hum khalku diwana karenge hum. Hazrat Rahmat, this was the theme of his life, that we'll become madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll go throughout the world and make the people madly fall madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barsare mimbar, we'll go on to the mimbar, al sunayenge afsana tira, and then we'll go there and we'll mention only things about you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he should mention that my real whole theme of my life, and the support of my life is this, that teri aashiqo mein jina, teri aashiqo mein marna. That I must live with your people, those lovers, you must live with your lovers and pass away with your lovers. We don't understand the sentence, but if you scrutinize the life of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh had one room, they used to call it at that time the ICU, but Hazrat used to be adjacent to his home, not where the Khanqah is now. Hazrat used to be staying there, and sometimes Hazrat used to visit his house and thereafter come and stay there. Then came a stage in Hazrat's life, Rahmatullah Alayh, he dedicated his entire life to stay with the Ashikins. He used to just go now and then inside the house and come back here. Thereafter, he stopped going into the home and remained here continuously and perpetually, mixing only with the Ashikin, those people that are lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, sometimes Hazrat used to come out for the armed majlis, and thereafter the majlis should be for all those people that come from far and wide. Otherwise, you spend these days and nights with who? The Ashikin. Tiri Ashikum and Hina, Tiri Ashikum and Brana. Hazrat said, this is the motive of my life. And if you look, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had gone to Zambia also. Everywhere that a person went, there was no distinction that here people had accepted Hazrat Daman Barakah, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and on this end here, there were people that disinclined. No. Everywhere where we went, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh was accepted by the people. This was qubuliyat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that those people that carry out good deeds and have iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create love in the hearts of the people for those people. And we'll find, firstly, the angels in the sky that announce to them that I love a certain person, you love them. And pursue the whole kubul fil ard, then in the earth we find people accept him. People do not even know who is Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, but just coming into the majlis, and they should be so attracted to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and they should be attracted to him, and are not prepared to leave the majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Last one, I was reading about one person from Belgium who had spent Ramadan there by Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. He mentioned that when he used to sit in the majlis, he should not understand Urdu, but he used to begin to cry and weep. Somebody asked him, what is the problem? He says, the words of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh are such that they come and hit into my heart. And involuntarily tears come out from my eyes, and I think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person who does not even know the language is affected by Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Why? Because this was your dil ki baat hoti hai, it goes to the dil. Whatever is said from the heart, goes and affects the heart. I remember distinctly on one occasion, there was one person who was sick, who could not speak. He had come to Hazrat Majlis Rahmatullah Alayh. He could not speak for a number of years. And he said in one majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, thereafter he had told me personally, he called me and told me, I'd like to say something, and I want you to share it with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, I couldn't speak for so many years. After this majlis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for me to speak, and now I can speak. I take it to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and I tell him, Hazrat, this is what this person is saying. And if you look at Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, the special love that he had for the ulama kiram, he will see you sitting right at the back, he will say, ulama ko aage pula dijiye. Let him sit here. He had acknowledged that Sim, despite being such a great sheikh, and besides having so many thousands of murideen of the ulama kiram, just see an alim, you should call him in front, to show the distinguished position of the ulama kiram. That ulama kiram deserve honor, though that person may be just the khadim of Hazrat, maybe just a simple murid of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, but this is the honor and respect that he had for them. Similarly, if you look at the tawazu, the humility of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, or the mubarak chehra of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh was said, it was brimming and filled up with light, illuminated and radiant with light at all times and all circumstances. I remember distinctly going to visit Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh when he had got the stroke, thinking with whatever, what manner will Hazrat be, how much difficulty and pain may be. When we went, sat down and looked at Hazrat, Hazrat just said, Urdu hashash bashash, so happy and full of joy and radiance, Mubarak chehra was. So Hazrat, isse maloom hota hai ki your sehat has got even better. You have got even better after the stroke. This is the situation of the Ahlullah. The dil, the hearts are completely filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete serenity and peace. These outward conditions do not affect him. Hazrat smiled and did not reply. Looking at Hazrat, in fact, I had mentioned to Hazrat, it seems that we are more sick than you when we have come to see you here after the stroke. This was the position of the Ahlullah, that the hearts are focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatness of Allah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring down upon them. The outward conditions do not make much difference to them. As far as the humility of Hazrat Rahmatullah is concerned, despite being such a great sheikh, if you look at the writings, it's mentioned there, this is dedicated to the joint blessings of the three mashaykh of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Never did he say, ye mera karna hai, ye faiz-e abrar hai, all the ashar we must have read. Despite reaching such a great stage, we on some occasion, it was reliably we were told, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed some murid to come and give salam to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Despite reaching such a stage, Hazrat said, this is the phase of sohbat hai abrar ka, the phase of the sohbat of Imam Abrar al-Haqsaab Rahmatullah Alayh, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, and Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgiri Rahmatullah Alayh. Never attributing it to himself that I am the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you listen to the mawaiz of Hazrat, you will find that every way when Hazrat refers to himself, he says that jo Allah walo ke ghulam hai, Allah walo ke jutiya uthane wale hai, usse bhi aapko fayda hoga. Referring to himself that I am a ghulam of the Allah wala. Reaching such a high stage and pinnacle of acceptance in the court of Allah, yet this is the humility of Hazrat that he mentions that I am the ghulam of the Allah wala. I am a slave of the Allah wala. And I do, Allah walo ki jutiyon ko uthane wale, iske ghulamo se bhi aapko face fayda hoga, referring to himself. Similarly we find, never on any occasion, that Hazrat wala mentioned about himself, that become bad to me. Become bad to me, the people in the east and the west, and the people from the all north and south, are becoming bad to me. You also become bad to me, no. Hazrat used to emphasize the sohbat of the saliheen. Used to emphasize that you should join the awliya. You should emphasize that you should be concerned about your islah. But together with that, used to say that jiska blood group jiske saath milta ho, uske saath jaakar mil lo. I remember in the majalis, some majalis used to mention, Mawlana Yusuf al-Jani rahmatullahi alayhi bhi hai, Mawlana Taqi Usmani rahmatullahi alayhi bhi hai. And if you mention the names of other mashayikh, you can go to anyone there and become bad with them. So Hazrat's pain in the heart was not that he must get more followers. Pain of the heart was this, that learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are in the world. Become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the pain of Allah, that Allah ta'ala had granted Abu Hazrat, that despite, in fact, after Maghrib, I was saying, Mawlana, I was lying down with a fever, thinking of the great sacrifice of Hazrat, despite the stroke, etc., could hardly barely walk, used to come dragging himself here into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to South Africa and many parts of the world just because of the makhluk. Just because of the khairkhai of the makhluk, and to instill the heart, the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of the people. This was the sacrifice that Hazrat Rahmatullah used to undertake. We all know the last condition of Hazrat Rahmatullah when he had come here, could barely travel, could barely sit up. Some place he had to lie down and undertake journey, but he had ensured that he had come, and he had come here not for his personal gain, but come here so that people can get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's to tell us that become the doors of nubuwwat are closed, but the doors of siddiqiyat are open, and you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the last stage of the siddiqiyat that is open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a siddiq of the highest caliber and the highest category. Together with that, we know Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's generosity also, as I mentioned, when he used to go there, as far as the kitab are concerned, any person coming into the Khanqa used to never go empty-handed. He was given the kitab of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Kitabs were published, they were not even aware. Anybody coming from Karachi should bring a whole set of kitabs. This for this Khalifa, this for this Murid, this for this person. This was the love of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Imagine not even knowing it, not even giving us the inconvenience of purchasing those kitab. Those kitab were freely distributed to the people. So the generosity of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was such that we cannot even imagine. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, some of the kitab when he was well, he used to write himself. This is the Baraya Mutala from, he should write his Mubarak name there and send it to us. That I am sending you this personally sent from our Shaykh. This was the position of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And as I mentioned there in Karachi, any person coming to the Khanqa, no matter from where he had come, who he is, sometimes for the first time is coming, takes a set of books and goes away. All those are not printed free of charge. They are costly. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's jazba was this, that somehow this person becomes Allah Wala. Somehow he must come close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why every mehfil of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was filled up with three things. One was the ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was such, once discussing with one Abdul Hamid Rahmatullah Alayhi, Damat Barakatuh, he mentioned, Hazrat ki ek majlis kafi hai. One majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is sufficient for a person to reform his life. If he listens attentively to just one majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he listens to the ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and listens to the mazmoon of living out sins, then that's one majlis is sufficient to transform his life and bring him close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had given him Hazrat widespread acceptance in the face of the earth. You go to simply any country, one of the alims yesterday from America sent to an SMS, the words were plus minus, that I cannot think of any area that did not bathe in the noor of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. I cannot think of any area, I didn't mention any person, but he said, I cannot think of any area on the space of on the face of the earth that did not bathe in the noor of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And this is something that Hazrat had told us, that his akabir had predicted at that time. If you look at the Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi stayed with Muhammad Ahmad Pratabari for 3 years, thereafter for 17 years with Abdul Ghani Purpur Rahmatullah Alayhi, thereafter became such a great sheikh, staying with Abraham Haqsab Rahmatullah Alayhi also for such a long time. This was the khidmat and sohbat that Hazrat had. And that's why I should say, shahidi koi aapko aise milega, isko itni lambi sohbat hai. That also with so much precaution, shahidi aapko koi milega, not with a claim that I have served my seniors for such a long time, and this was at the time of 12 already, and before he became baligh, he had become bad at the age of 15 with Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pardabgari Rahmatullah Alayhi. And these were intellectual giants as far as deen is concerned, as far as tasawwuf is concerned, as far as understanding of deen is concerned. And if you look at the mawaid of Hazrat, besides this leaving out sins, it was filled up with uloom. For any alim, in fact I sometimes feel, I'm sure the ulama kiram did not learn so much Ruhul Maani in the 7 years in the Darul Uloom. Nor did they hear Mullah Niqali Rahmatullah so many aqwal like they heard in the majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Completely authentic with delight, with proof, and not to such a heavy level that the ordinary layman feels bored after a while. In between Hazrat will say one latifa, they will freshen up the whole environment. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's one special quality was this, that he had made tasawwuf so easy for the people. So easy, haste haste Allah wala ban jate. Person should laugh and come, sit in the gathering of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, become attracted to him and become Allah walas. This was the majalis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi that was filled up, not with the anwarat only, but also with great uloom it was filled up. Also great ma'arif it was filled up. Sometimes Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi make such istinbatan that we never even thought of. 7-8 years in a Darul Uloom, never thought of that nukta that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions. Why? Because kutubini ki Hazrat ne not only seen the kitabs, but he has seen the Ahlullah. He has studied with the Ahlullah. He has lived with the Ahlullah. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given him widespread acceptance on the face of the earth. Here Hazrat had mentioned once, I remember, I think he had mentioned twice, by Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pardabgari Rahmatullah Alayhi, who had told him in the haram, he had made an action like this, and said, inshallah, your face will go to the four corners of the globe. That is why we say, Shaykhul Azam wal Arab, you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Murawwara, you find Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitabs, they are printed in the Arabic language. You find some professors in Madinah al-Munawwara that are khalifas of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. You go to America, you find so many ulama kiram, they are bad to Hazrat. You go to England, you go to Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and all the other countries you find. You go to Africa, so many countries, the face of Hazrat is so arm. We had seen when we had come in our initial stages of studies, the face of Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. The face of Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi towards the end of his life was so widespread, you'd hear his name from every corner. Today, alhamdulillah, we hear the Shaykh, our Shaykh's name from every corner. We find him, the face of Shaykh, the Khalifa somewhere. There's a murid somewhere, there's somebody teaching his kitab somewhere, there's somebody translating Hazrat's kitab somewhere. So this is the face of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made arm. We are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted us. I had one regret, a great regret, that we had not appreciated our Hazrat like we ought to. We had not appreciated Hazrat like we ought to. We did not even recognize his great maqam. But anyway, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh writes in his wasaya also that we should make a ma'amun of reading at least 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad and making dua and maghfirat for him. He also mentioned that we should print the kitabs and make amal on the kitabs. This will become a sadaqah jariyah for us. And that pain of abstaining from sin and carrying out good deeds is also mentioned in his wasaya that was written in 1999, that I emphasize to my family and emphasize to my ahbab that for not a single moment must they be unmindful of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek ek sans ko Allah ki razamandi ke liye fida kar lena. Or ek sans bhi agar Allah ke nafarman mein guzar jaye, then make toba and istighfar. And with ashbar anki, in other words, with eyes that are filled up with tears, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions there also that we should continue doing the work that Hazrat Dawud Muhammad, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has shown us, the work of Islah, etc. This will be a isale saaf for Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. So this is our duty after Hazrat goes back, that after Hazrat has left the dunya, our duty to continue with this mission and to maintain the love and respect that we had amongst ourselves, among the Khulafai of the Khulafa of our Hazrat, among the Murideen of our Hazrat, among those people that had love for our Hazrat, to maintain that love as well, also is our duty, and also to make lot of dua to Hazrat and also to the Khan, for the Khanka, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it from one stage of another, from one stage to another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it progress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and forgive us for our shortcomings of not valuing Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi in the true sense of the word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the status of Hazrat in the Akhirah. One friend informed me last night and told me, on one hand I feel the grief that Hazrat has left this dunya. Not a murid of Hazrat, very well wisher of ours. He mentioned on the other side, he says, when I look at the khidmat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, I feel so pleased, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted Hazrat, the khidmat of Hazrat in every corner and nook of the globe. So this is a great privilege for us that we are, inshallah, bayat with Hazrat. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the barakat of this nisbat with Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the good. Keep us in the sirat mustaqim. Keep us in the khidmat of deen. Take us with iman. Allah ta'ala, join us tomorrow, inshallah, in jannat with Hazrat.
Jazakumullah khairan, Hazrat Maulana Harun sahab, damat barakatuhum. In very brief time, Hazrat encompassed so many aspects of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's life and his many personal experiences in the sohbat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana explained the unique style of Hazrat's tasawwuf, how Hazrat's, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person doesn't have to leave the halal things of this world, but just stay away from the haram. Hazrat himself used to love scenery. Hazrat used to love the beach. Hazrat used to love the gardens. Hazrat used to love scenery, the flowers, all these things. There is nothing wrong with this. You can enjoy all the things that Allah made halal. Just stay away from haram. This was the central message of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Now inshallah ta'ala we call upon another senior Khalifa of Hazrat. A personality again who needs no introduction. He is the son of a great Khalifa of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, the personality who wrote one of the most comprehensive seeras and biographies of the life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the recent past, Hazrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali was one of the senior Khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And we have in our midst Hazrat Professor Salman Saab, who is the son of Hazrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. Professor Saab Dawud Barakatum himself, besides being the son of a great alim and a great Allama, himself is a very, very knowledgeable and learned personality. And he has met all the Akabirin, those people whose names we hear discussed by various Buzurgan Adin. Professor Saab has virtually met every one of them. There isn't anyone, hardly any exception that we can say. And he stayed in their company, he met them, he virtually grew up in the lap of these Ahlullah, and he took bayat to our Hazrat, and he got khilafat from Hazrat, and he was amongst the very close people of Hazrat. Hazrat used to show a lot of love and ikram and muhabbat for him. And we know that when Hazrat Prophet Saab used to go to Karachi, Hazrat used to always make him give waaz and bayan, and Hazrat himself used to listen very attentively to the words of Dr. Salman Saab. So inshallah we ask him to come and benefit us with his nasihat and advice.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم This is the second catastrophe which has struck us after our friend Harmara Yus Patel Sahib Abdullah Lai. And just before Hazrat passed away, just for 5 days just before, I dreamt Hazrat Tawala in absolutely good, well condition, moving about and full of a smile, and very ebullient, bubbling, same kind of smile when he used to be before his illness coming about. You could see things were happening, and without any assistance, when he used to be well. And I was wondering why well, I was so happy. And then he asked me to say some bayan. And then soon after that, I woke up. And after that, I did speak to Maulana Madhar Sahib. And he showed me that everything is alright. I just didn't pay much attention to that. But when yesterday I heard the news, I realized the interpretation of the dream was different. That is, he was being given the glad tiding, Bashir Bhafaratinu Ajarin Kareem. This is the Basharat. And that the message of Hazrat Wala is this. Ya Alayta Qawmi Ya Alhamun Ba'ma Qarja Rabbi Ujjanani Umma Kareem. That was his whole life. I wish he could have announced from there why Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me, why Allah Ta'ala has granted me such a distinguished position. I have always been attracted to Salaha al-Ulama, and my first encounter with a teenager was when Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sahib Amritsari Rahmatullah Alayhi was alive, and that was my first conscious contact with him. His son Maulana Fazlur Rahim Sahib was here very recently. Many of you, not many of you, none of you have really seen him. He was really aashiq of his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. What Hazrat used to say is to learn from the Ahlullah. Why he used to say about Ahlullah? As he often used to say that you want to buy sweetmeat, you go to the sweetmeat shop. You want to buy something, you go so and so shop, whichever there. So what do you get there? But in order to go to Ahlullah, in order to make Islah, you have to realize that you need to make Islah. if you sick and you don't think that you are sick, you will not go to the doctor. Therefore, you must feel yourself you are sick, then you go to the doctor. So many ulama who reached the zenith of their reputation, why did they go and submit themselves to these ulama, these ulama, these sufi? Why? You should ask yourself a question. Hazrat Mufti Mohammad Sahib Amritsari Rahmatullah Alayh, I just give you two incidents only. One about his love for his shaykh, and other how he became murid when he had already graduated, he had already become a mufti that time. He was in Amritsar, which is now in India. After partition, he migrated to Pakistan. There he had huge building was given to him. And then Thani Ramtahara's second wife, known as Choti Pirani, and his son-in-law, Maharaj Jameel Ahmed Sahib, they all came to Pakistan. They stayed with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And you know that the whole building, huge building, costly building, he handed over the whole thing to Maharaj Jameel Ahmed Sahib without any money in return. And some of his children were unhappy about this. He called the eldest one of them, who is the principal at the moment of Jamia Shafia, and said, ki ye khabees khayal tumhare dil mein aaya kaise? Ke this such a building has been given away to so and so. In other words, our inheritance, what happened to it? فرمایا کہ یہ خبیث خیال, this wicked thought, how did it enter in your mind? Then he said that the roti that you are getting here is also in relation to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. Unke naam ki roti tum khate ho. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, when he graduated, he wrote Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh for bath. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh used to be very careful about bath. His condition was, you must send him at least 40 letters, whether you write in one day or you write in 1 month, but you must do that. We understand each other well what happened. He asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib, three conditions he put. Number one, he said, you have learned the hadith from Ahli Hadith Alim, that was the son, that was the father of Maulana Dawood Ghaznavi, his name was Abu Bakr Ghaznavi. Therefore, you must go and learn hadith again. Now he has graduated already. Then he said, okay, you are from Punjab, and then you will have difficulty in pronouncing clearly the word qaf and kaf, or distinguish. You must go and learn the pronunciation of this. Number three, he had two wives. Then he asked him to send me a letter from your wife saying that both of them are happy with you. If any one of us would have been there, said, what do I care? Well, by mashallah, I'm just going home. I don't need to say that. But mashallah, he fulfilled all three conditions and reached such a zenith. He used to tell us, when he used to sit in front of Hazrat Muhammad, never say a word. Never said a word. In 1938, Hazrat Thani was sick. He went for ilaj to Hakim Sahib in Lucknow. So the news came that everybody was going. Look at these shaykh, they are muallim. They teach you how to live, and etiquette and behavior and conduct. Sadh Bhakti Sahib wrote a letter to us, Hazrat Thani Mathurale, that you are going to Lucknow as Pidya for so many months. I seek your permission that I want to also come there. Atamdara replied, permission is granted on condition that you make your own arrangement of food and staying. In other words, where Thamdara used to be going there, if so many people become, it will become a burden on the host. We don't worry about it. But suppose someone invites me for lunch and some friends came with me, चलो कोई बात नहीं, मुफ्ती साहब हमारे दोस्त हैं, फिक्र हो जाए. That's not it. This is a matter of etiquette. This is what you tell us, which we don't understand. Then, I don't remember, but in Azamgarh, UP, near which was the Phulpur, where Hazrat Shah Rukh Islam used to stay there, that was his house. This is where he had his small madrasa called Hazrat Ulum. And nearby was another town known as Sarai Mir. This is where Hazrat had established another madrasa known as Baitul Ulum. Now his grandson, Maulana Mufti Muhammad Abdullah Sahib, he was here last year. He is the principal of that Baitul Ulum madrasa has developed very splendidly. In Azamgarh, where we used to live, my father used to live, Rashab Ghani Sahib often used to come. And I remember him very distinctly. Used to meet him almost every second, third, fourth day. His buttons were always open with his lungi or tahmad. Winter or no winter, never saw him close his eyes. He used to recite the Quran so beautifully. That often it had been reported by many, that when he was in his village, when he used to recite the Quran, and any non-Muslim Hindu, especially, passing by used to stand there to listen what he is reciting. The quality of the Quran, and it's mentioned that the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the Quran, Sahaba recited the Quran, Abu Dhab, Abu Jahl, even they hiding, listening to the Quran, what the Quran is saying. Our Hazrat Wala, from age 15 to almost age 17 or 18, he got connected with Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Ghuri Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat has a very shairana mizaj, shairana temperament. And that attracted him to Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Ghuri Rahmatullah Alayh. And then he got attracted to Hazrat Shahab Ghani Sahib. This is where his real training started. For 17, 18 years, stuck with him. Young man. There were no air condition. There was no fan, reflective fan. Heat, winter. And there used to be a small pond kind of thing. Huge, big pond. That was the only source of water they had. And there was a well for drinking water, that kind of thing. That was the pond which they used to for bathing and for making wuzu and those things. Imagine in the winter that you used to go and fill the pitcher, the water, and come home, heat it a little bit, and then you used to lie down, keeping that pitcher close to his stomach the whole of the winter with the razai thing, that in the morning with when he will get up, when he get the wuzu, the water will be warm. How many of us are prepared to do that kind of thing? So before you become the chef, as I say, before you become the makhdum, you have to become the khadim. This is the training which is given. Okay, before anything happened, you have to really grind yourself to that level. This is exactly what happened. I lived 17, 18 years like this. Not easy. Now during this period, Padmanabha Abraham Samatullah, when he, at that time he was known as the youngest of the Khalifa, but mashallah now he was the senior most Khalifa after that. When Hazrat Shah Bukhari Samatullah Ali, when he passed away, then he got in touch with Padmanabha Abraham Samatullah Ali. Padmanabha Abraham Samatullah Ali and Hazrat Tawala were friends. Because at that time there was no problem. They were friends. They were joking with each other. And once Hazmala Barak Sahib came to see Hazmala Shah Bukhari Sarmatullah Ali, our Hazrat Tawala at that time was making the Tababat Hakim, a nearby town about 20 kilometers from there, in a place called Kotla. When Hazrat Barak Sarmatullah Ali, he came to see Shah Bukhari Sarmatullah Ali, he was sleeping, so he went to Hakim Sahib to Kotla and spent time with him and said, alright, let's go now to see Shah Bukhari Sarmatullah Ali. That was the relationship. And then a time came when he became the Bayat of Shah Bukhari Sarmatullah Ali. Now imagine they were friends at that time. Bitakalluf. But now he is the Shaykh, now he is the Murid. Now Hazrat Abraham Sarmatullah Ali, as many of you know, he was very particular about pronunciation of the Quran, the Azan, the thing, all those things. So much so that if Mahatma Abraham Sahib used to be in any masjid, even the learned Imam used to be frightful to move forward, because you never know what mistake he will make. Or the Azan members, they give the, used to correct mistake. When I was studying in Nadwa, young at that time, Mahatma Abraham Sahib used to come to Nadwa sometime. He was also young at that time, black beard and small. We used to run away from there, this kind of, so that we don't have to be anywhere near. So they used to see that. But after that is something else, it's something. Then, when the Rav Sahib had a condition that anybody want to be murid or want to become bad, he must start with Nurani Qaida. So when Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Hazrat Wala, when he requested that he want to become Murid, my wife said, fine. He went there, stayed there in Hardoi. And then he said, we will have to learn the Nurani Qaida. So see, this is a test, what happened there. Hatmana Rarak Sarmatullah said to Hazrat Wala, knowing that he was already Khalifa Hatma Shabbagari Sarmatullah, so he asking him to go read Nurani Qaida. So he said to Hadwala, you don't have to go there in the madrasa among the children to learn. I'll send somebody who will teach you Nurani Qaida here. He would have been very happy at that time. Hadwala replied, you know, I'll go and teach them with the children. That's how you can learn. This is what he did. Now, it was not takalluf at that time. Now he is the Shaykh, he is the Murid. The Hathwala, the life that he spent in these Sulaha and these Buzik were not easy. My first contact besides Hazrat Mufti Muhsin Rahmatullah Ali, I became the Bayat of Jalalabadi Rahmatullah Ali. And after about a year, he passed away. And then I was looking for somebody to where I should go. And I had some my own way that to whom I should submit. I had met quite a few people in this way. Maulana Patel Sahib already has become his Murid. Hazrat Wala came here once or twice. And Hazrat Wala, I was attracted to him. for two basic reasons. At that time, number one, that his poetry that he used to do that. And number two, his knowledge, and especially the art of interpretation, to interpret the Quranic verses, to interpret things. And his memory, we read the thing, we forget every time you ask him what you have. Exact wording, text of Barakat and Al-Buddin, all you have to repeat the thing, not this kind of thing. This attracted us as such. He made the teaching very easy for us. And used to give his instructions to his murid according to his condition, according to his capacity, what to do, what not to do, kind of thing. Now often people must have seen, and I noticed quite often you used to see that when we are sitting in the majlis, for example, quite often you see that his eyes are closed, or thing. But if somehow or the other, there's something wrong going on, somehow or the other his eyes fell on it. He used to correct quite often. Our Mirsab used to be the first target, always, kind of thing. But he always used to do that. It's very nicely to put it. When I, Hatmana Patel Sahib really pulled me, then one day when he was here, Hatmana was here, Masjid Salihat, when he was staying here. So I asked his permission that this is my dilemma and I want to be to bath something. Now he did not say that you come back to me. He just said ke kare khair mein der na kare. Don't delay in good act. But I still wanted some time. But he told me, he didn't say to become married to me. Because they are the commercial Sufis want so many buries. Come, all day kya. They say that they throw their agents also at the same time for coming there. Now the thing is this, after that I did the bath. Hathwala in Karachi, as Mona Harun Sahib mentioned, at that time the ICU is known as small room kind of thing. And think that he thought, I often used to write to him a letter sometime, how he used to really correct yourself, how to take out your worry that you have many time urgent. Once I wrote to him that often I have occasion when I'm given some kind of award or I'm invited to speak somewhere or any other position which I do not seek, but they are given to me or something like that. So I always feel that if I'm important or what, but I make dua to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah's forgiveness and make a dua. Allahumma zallilni kafsi adni kafi ayun nas. Allahumma zallilni sagir kaini wajani kafi ayun nas. So I said that I have a fear that this is not a takabbur. Is it something that you feel bad? What has Hathwala said very nicely? Hathwala said, ke bhai, to ask Allah Mia dua, that is not takabbur. You are asking Allah Mia. What is given to you? My father used to say, if there is any distinction is offered to you, koi ezaz mile, kisi ezaz ki tama na kare, aur mil jaye to mana na kare. Don't run for any distinction, but if it is given to you, give thanks to Allah Ta'ala and give it to you. The point that Hazrat Wala often used to mention there, often used to mention those five acts which you mentioned. But he has a natural way how to treat, how to reform you, how to give the thing. The thing is this, I say, whenever he came here, in 1996, few years had gone by. Ajat hadn't been here for a long time, and we were thinking that we should go and try to persuade Satwala to come here. So I was there in Karachi, so I went and took. And before I went there, I conspired with Maura Patel Sahab and Mir Sahab and those people to support when I asked Satwala ke tashreef laiye, zameen pyasi hai, thirsty. We haven't been there for a long time. So Satwala listened and didn't say anything. So I said, maybe not there. Just a day after while I was there, he said, Hazrat Wala had told, Mujib Sahib said, Hazrat Wala had told us, prepare to, let's go to South Africa. That was his last trip when he came here. The thing is this, Hazrat Wala is there now, where he should be, where all of us are going to go. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the mouth is barhaq. Somebody wrote to Hazrat Haluna Mutawalla during his last sickness. The news were coming every day, he's very sick, very sick. But this man wrote to Hazrat Haluna Mutawalla saying, I'll translate to you in Urdu, in English just now. Ki maine suna hai, ke Anbiya alayhi salam ko ye ikhtiyar diya jata hai, maut ke waqt. कि आया तुम्हें यहाँ रहना है दुनिया में या तुम्हें मौत चाहिए तो क्या औलिया अल्लाह को भी ये इख्तियार दिया जाता है और अगर है तो हमारी हालत पर रहम फरमाए और कुदरत काम फरमाए He said that we have heard that Allah Ta'ala grants an option to Anbiya alayhi salatu salam whether you want to meet Allah Ta'ala or you want to stay here for more time. And if that is true, are awliya Allah also given the same option? And if that is the case, to have mercy on us, we stay behind. So any other peer would have been very happy to have been given this thing. Hazrat Ali replied, اپنے دماغ کا کسی طبیب حاذق سے علاج کراؤ اپنے دماغ کا کسی طبیب حاذق سے علاج کراؤ اور بفرض محال اگر یہ صحیح ہو بھی تو انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے کیا کیا دیٹ از دی گو اینڈ گیٹ یور برین ٹریٹڈ بائی سم ایکسپرٹ ڈاکٹر آئی سیڈ دین ایون اف اٹ از ٹرو دین واٹ انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ڈیڈ Bala Rafiq Lala. So therefore, the important thing is everybody had to die. Hazrat Hanuman Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Baha'ud Kabreen, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was bound to happen, Qadayna Alayhi Al-Maut, yet hona tha. And yet for the last few days, we were listening up and down in his health. But the important thing is this, for so many years, Hazrat Wala was sick. Bhai Kamran is here, you know, Sadhadev. Not one day, not one time, any time, he complained, why I'm this way. Every time we used to go, especially those of us who used to go from outside South Africa, you used to go, his face used to be bright, very happy. They say, after I used to go, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, extended his right hand, left hand too. To shake his hand. Hazrat Mizaj kaisa hai? Alhamdulillah, bahut achha hoon. Alhamdulillah, bahut achha hoon. But for so many years, 12, 13 years almost, that he remained in that condition, never complained much. And this was the Razi, Muhammad bin Jauhar ka ek sher hai, Razi baraza ho to mohabbat ke maze dekh. Razi baraza ho to mohabbat ke maze dekh. دنیا ہی میں بیٹھے ہوئے جنت کے مزے دیکھ سو دیز آر دوز پیپل ہو سبمرج دیر ڈیزائر اینڈ دی ویمز ٹو دی ول آف اللہ تعالیٰ دس آر یور تھنگز واٹ ہیپن حضرت والا آفن یوز ٹو تھنک سے بھائی मैं किसी से कुछ नहीं मांगता, मेरे दिल का जो दर्द है वो तुमको पहुंचा रहा हूं. What just imagine, what was in his quality that everybody was, not to him, to everybody else, also those falaha. आखिर बड़े बड़े उलमा, बड़े बड़े लोग क्यों जाके अपने आप को सबूत किया? What is there? So the thing is this, what is important for us, you will understand, you have been here for so many long, as Maulana Patel Sahib, you have done here. What do we understand? That is the taqwa. Taqwa means sense of accountability to Allah for our deeds, do's and don'ts. This is what it is. Namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, you can make 100 rakat, Hazrat Wala used to say, it is very easy for you to make 100 rakat of nafl. It is very easy to make, after 20 rakat of tarawih, you make another 20 rakat, 30 rakat, very easy. But sawab, ye to jisse between you and Allah. Asal sawab jo hai, the real reward is, when you struggle with your nafs against the temptation of shaitan and against committing an evil. किसी बुराई गुनाह के काम से रुकने पर जो मेहनत करनी पड़ती उस पर सवाल है. दिस इज द लेसन, दिस इज व्हाट द मैसेज इज. नाउ मेक दुआ दैट नाउ द ग्रेट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी हैज फॉलन हज मौलाना मदर साहब. माशाल्लाह ही इज ऑलरेडी, इट्स वेरी सेल्डम इट हैज हैपेंड द बाप एंड बेटा बोथ वर द खलीफा ऑफ द सेम. हज मौलाना मदर साहब, हज मौलाना मदर साहब, अल्लाह ताला उनका हयात दे, सेहत अता फरमाए. Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Sahab. And Maulana Abdul Haq Sahab, he showed me the letter, Maulana Abdul Haq Sahab. Told her, Hawa Hazrat Wala, whenever you do anything, you consult Mazhar Mia. And Hazrat Wala used to do that. Often used to do that. Allah ke baap hai, his father, but consulting his son. So Allah Ta'ala has granted both of them the same thing. Now, we should make dua. Hadmana Mazhar Sahab, Allah Ta'ala ko hayat ata farmaye, sehat ata farmaye. Badi responsibility hai, madrasa bhi hai, khanqa bhi unke paas hai. Allah Ta'ala hazir hai ke jo kuch hona tha hasa to ho chuka. Aur lekin ye ke ab jo unki talimat, unki teachings hai, bas wo hame Allah chahiye. Allah dua farmaye ke Allah Ta'ala hame bhi wahi sukoon ata farmaye, tawala bahut kuch le gaye. بشر بخر تنواجن کریم اللہ تعالیٰ ہر لحاظ سے فرما دیں انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ میرے دعا پر بھی ہم آپ کی دعا فرمائیں گے انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ اللہ تعالیٰ ہر لحاظ سے رکھے اور جو کچھ حضرت والا کا ہے اس کو یاد فرمائے کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ فار دوز بیوٹیفل ونڈرفل ایکسپیرینسز آف حضرت پروفیسر سلمان صاحب دامت برکاتہم اینڈ He has thrown so much of light on various experiences with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. This evening I received a message, I'm sure many of you may have got this BBM or WhatsApp message, that one alim's mother saw a dream last night that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leading Hazrat Wala by his hand from Riyadul Jannah to Jannatul Baqi. Now this is not something that is far-fetched. A person whose whole life was in ishq of Allah and ishq of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who brought alive the sunnat around the world. This is a basic in'am from the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved for the true ashik and the true lover. So we make dua Allah ta'ala, raise Hazrat Darjas in akhirat, give him Jannatul Firdaus. And all of us become a means of sadqa jariyah for him, sawab jariyah for him. All what we will make amal on his talimat, and we will spread his talimat, inshallah, we will also be written down in the list of those people who are as sadqa jariyah for Hazrat. As we had mentioned earlier, Hazrat Haji Kamran Sahib is here. And it is only befitting that inshallah Haji Sahib will make the dua and complete this program inshallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatimul anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا أمان الخائفين، يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا قديم الإحسان، يا الله يا الله يا الله، سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ تمام گناہوں کو حضرت فضل کرم سے معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ، ہم نے آپ کی نافرمانیاں کی، دن میں بھی کی، رات میں بھی کی، ظاہر میں بھی کی، اے اللہ چھپ کے بھی کی. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ، ہم تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کرتے ہیں. اے اللہ، ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما لے. اے اللہ، ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما لے. اے اللہ، اس توبہ پر ہمیں موت تک استقامت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، اس توبہ کی برکت سے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو نیکیوں سے مبدل فرما. اے اللہ، ہماری حضرت والا کی روح کو اے اللہ بہترین جزائے خیر نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، حضرت والا نے اے اللہ راتوں کو اٹھ اٹھ کے ہمارے لیے نہ جانے کتنا مانگا. اے اللہ، حضرت والا نے ہمارے لیے شاء اللہ اتنی قربانیاں دی. اے اللہ، حضرت والا کے احسان ہم پر اتنے ہیں. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، اے اللہ، ہم اس کا ایک ذرہ بھی اے اللہ ان احسانوں کا ادا نہیں کر سکتے. اے اللہ، آپ ہی اے اللہ حضرت والا کے ان احسانوں کا بدلہ عطا فرما دی. اور اللہ، حضرت والا کو اے اللہ ان کی اپنی شائع نشان اے اللہ جزا عطا فرمائیے، کہ درجہ آپ کو بلند فرما دیجیے. اے اللہ، بلند فرما دیجیے. اور اے اللہ، اے اللہ، یہ پروردگار ہم سب کو حضرت والا کی کامل نسبت نصیب فرما دیجیے. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، حضرت والا کی کامل نسبت ہمیں منتقل فرما دیجیے. اے اللہ، جیسا حضرت والا چاہتے تھے اے اللہ، اے اللہ، ویسا ہمیں بنا دیجیے. اے اللہ، جیسی جن جن دعاؤں کو حضرت والا نے ہمارے لیے کی اے اللہ، ان دعاؤں کو ہمارے حق میں قبول فرما لیجیے. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، اے اللہ، جتنی ہماری زندگی ہے اے اللہ، وہ تمام کی تمام زندگی کو اے اللہ ہمیں اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے کی اور اے اللہ جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق مرحمت فرمائیے. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، جو حضرت والا کی اے اللہ خواہش تھی کہ اے اللہ ہم ہمیشہ اپنے بڑوں کا سایہ اپنے سر پر رکھیں، تو اے اللہ، اے اللہ، ہمیں اس بات کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما کہ اے اللہ ہم جلد از جلد اے اللہ اپنے بڑوں کے سائے میں دوبارہ آ جائیں. اے اللہ، ہمیں محروم مت فرما. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، ہمیں محروم مت فرما. اپنے اے اللہ پیاروں سے محروم مت فرما. موت تک اے اللہ ہمیں استقامت نصیب فرما. موت تک اپنے اے اللہ پیاروں کے ساتھ جوڑا رکھ. اے اللہ، موت تک ہمیں اے اللہ اپنے اے اللہ اپنے خاص بندوں میں اے اللہ شامل فرما لے. اے اللہ، اے اللہ، اے پروردگار، اے اللہ، ہم نے جو مانگا اے اللہ وہ سب کچھ اے اللہ ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ، جو نہیں مانگ سکے اے اللہ اپنی شائع نشان وہ سب کچھ جو ہمارے لیے خیر ہے اے اللہ سب کچھ عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ وصحابہ اجمعین. آمین، آمین، آمین برحمتک.